Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Yo, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, 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 quit, won't you quit?
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. And on the Monday episode of the pregame show, we have producer Bug Dude subbing in for producer Zach because Zach is editing the Weekly Dumb on Mondays. Jake, say hi.
Zach!
BBD's
do we got a Wally Pip situation on our heads?
BBD, Zach usually bears his soul to start every pregame show. So can you tell us a time you've been really scared in your life?
Well, I was going to just say, I'm sorry to make everybody's Mondays worse.
Ooh, okay.
By being here.
Editing the Weekly Dumb.
Oh. Who was your first kiss?
This is girl Casey.
Okay, shout out Casey.
Wow. Orioles fan.
Oh! Really?
There's a fungus among us.
That was rude to Casey.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
Okay. All right, anyway, welcome to the pregame show. We do it on Instagram on the weekends. We're back here on YouTube for the weekdays. The Orioles have still not put out their lineup because they're a bunch of knobheads.
Frauds.
And we hate them.
Get relegated.
Scared of everyone. The Yankees have their lineup out, though, and it's the same nine guys you expect to be in there. DJ LeMay, who leads off and is playing second base. Aaron Judge batting behind him, playing right field. Aaron Hicks in the three hole, manning the center of the outfield. Giancarlo Stanton plays again, enjoyed his rest, so now he's going to do his resting and DH in the four spot. Gleyber Torres batting fifth, Gary Sanchez in the six hole, Jay Bruce behind him in the seven hole, Gio Urshela batting eighth, and Clint Frazier, left fielder, batting ninth. I did it. I did not get tripped up by the 6, 7, 8, 9. I got through it like nothing.
I got through it like nothing.
Hats off to me.
You're going to make me go through all these tricks. I got through it like nothing. You're dead.
You're dead.
We should do a mafia movie.
Okay.
Jordan, when we're free.
Jordan, whenever we have that time. Jordan Montgomery is
Are
pitching.
You excited? It's Gumby Day.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I saw it was Gumby Day, and I got excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And researcher Max Manus. He's full on the Gumby train.
He is? Yeah. So is Foolish Baseball.
Yeah, Folkish Baseball.
People are saying. The Baltimore Orioles are coming in to Yankee Stadium on fire. Let me tell you this. In their last three games, they beat the Red Sox 11-3, 4-2, and 3-0. They were in first place on the division. Yankees are in fourth.
Jim.
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins, who was supposed to be a big prospect for them, and then he kind of stunk. He's been on fire this season. He's 9-for-13, so we're going to keep an eye on that.
Hitting?
Yes.
At getting hits in at-bat? Was it 9 hits and 13 was at-bats?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So he's hitting .692. Okay, BBD sleep at the wheel.
Just tweeting at the Orioles again.
Okay, thank you.
He made a 69 joke.
I made a 69 joke.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anthony Santander.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to retweet that old thing. Oh, I sound like Pepe Le Pew.
O'Neal.
Paul O'Neal, come on. The Orioles like him. Who else is playing well for them? Pedro Severino had a couple hits. They swept the Red Sox.
I already told him that.
So, I don't know. I think it's time to lose.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Every team's got to get their first loss.
Yeah.
So.
Pedro Severino, .500 batting average. The Orioles suck, though. So it's Monty season.
Trey Mancini, that's the one guy you should root for.
Yeah, and he has good numbers against Monty.
Monty, okay. So don't like fully. He gets one single.
Yeah, that's fine. Jorge Lopez is on the bump for the Orioles. Twitter handle is Yabee. 18.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Jorge Lopez.
Jim, I went through some of his old starts against the Yankees. He's got a couple good ones, and he's got one absolute dud in the past two seasons. One game, one inning, five earned runs, I believe. And then the rest of them were actually nice performances. His career stats stink, but he's actually kind of been okay against the Yankees, except the one time he got lit up.
Okay. He, three runs were scored last time he pitched against them, but they were all unearned. Kratz had a big single.
Kratzy, the Mennonite masher.
It was the game when Clark made his debut.
The doubleheader.
Yeah, this dude pitched.
The doubleheader, how about that?
All right, my what to watch for.
What to watch
and for. I want to say this. My what to watch for from last game is rolling over the Hicks thing, expanding the zone, and Hicks' approach at the plate.
So you're using a rollover.
That's a rollover, but I have a new one.
Just want to make sure.
I fell into this during the live stream yesterday. Ah! I'm interested in Jay Bruce's swing.
You think you've scouted him.
I think he has a Chris Davis-esque swing, where if the ball goes into his swing path, you're fucked. But if you put it anywhere else, he kind of has that short inside swing, kind of lower in the zone. I feel like we haven't seen a different swing from him yet.
I saw that theory developing from you, and then his last at bat, he hit that liner. I think he extended on a ball the other way and drove it to left center.
I think
it was the four outfielders.
Yeah, and he extended after contact. So, yeah, I'm just on a. I mean, I don't care if anyone, sure. No one else might not be interested in that.
Nobody.
Some players don't adjust their swing. They just take that same path and plane, and I feel like Jay Bruce has been doing that a lot, so I'm watching for that.
So Jay Bruce and his swing paths. You almost want him to chase something out of the zone.
Almost, yeah. Almost.
Okay.
I just want to see that bat go somewhere different.
I can root for that.
Yeah.
That's something I can get behind.
I had another one, but I'll let you give yours.
No, if you got three for the people, let them know.
No, because this is a big one, so I don't want to take
it away.
Seems
like you're watching the game.
No, just you do yours. Jeez.
Twins up 12-1 in the sixth. That was fair. Fair. Jim.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Team we watch. Yeah. Day in, day out.
Yes, sir.
What's this franchise been great at since the 90s era Yankees?
Beating the Orioles.
Pretty true. Grinding out pitchers and at-bats, man.
And oh, yeah.
Just, you know, it hasn't been that feeling yet. And the boys got to be pissed. You lost opening weekend, and you know it is what it is. Stanton got benched because he's weak, I guess. Strongest guy on the team. He got off to a really slow start. We got to win some pitches. We got to start winning at bats, man.
Yeah.
Like, I need the boys. Like, you can tell when they're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Spitting on pitches.
Gary's been locked in.
A swings. Just kind of that Yankees, we are the Yankees. If you throw something in the zone, you're an idiot. And if you throw something out of the zone, you're soft.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see that in the Yanks' approach tonight, man. The bats were dead all weekend.
They had them spinning. They're taking
it
fastballs.
It was all Gary,
right,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Play some bully ball.
Longer at bats, more foul balls, more good takes. That's what you want?
Just like, have we ruined a pitcher's day yet?
No.
Can we ruin a pitcher's day? Whether it's Jorge, whether it's someone out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Like, I need a pitcher's day ruined from the opponent.
They haven't had an opponent's pitcher hanging his head in the clubhouse ever. No one has had to walk up to a pitcher who faced the Yankees and been like, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it.
It's the first week of June. We haven't seen a sad pitcher.
Oh. Damn.
If this continues for the next 2 months.
Okay. My other what to watch for?
What was your third what to watch for?
Jordan Montgomery is a ground ball pitcher. He induces ground balls at like a 42% clip.
Jim, is his release high or low?
Of high, Jake. It's the highest in all. Oh, it was the highest in all baseball in like 2018. But, yeah, I mean, I'm worried about Glaber.
Yeah.
And obviously this is like a what to watch for all of April and May.
First 2 months.
But we have our first legit ground ball pitcher.
Okay.
Herman's a strikeout pitcher. Kluber's a strikeout pitcher. Cole, strikeout pitcher, or fly ball.
Yeah.
This is our first.
Kluber might be closest to ground ball, but Monty's the guy.
Yes. Okay.
Monty's putting the ball on the deck.
Yeah.
Dribbling.
And I mean, if Kluber's ground ball, we saw Kluber not come through for him a couple times.
Yeah, man. No, it's. There's plays that got to be made at shortstop. You know, it. You see Kluber over.
Yeah, Kluber and Monty are like the same. So, yeah. But, yes, I'm still watching.
Yeah. No. And it's going to be a lot of eyes on Glaber, some eyes on Clint, some eyes on Gary. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be spending too much eyes on those guys because I don't think defense is going to be what they're known for. But, no, I mean, Glaber, man, we need you, big dog.
Okay. So, there you go. We got a lot of what to watch for us there.
A lot.
Yes.
Don't watch DJ Innershella.
No need. Let's go to the pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory. Pitching path to victory.
Obviously, Jordan Montgomery has the start. Yeesh. Herman had a longer leash than we, or shorter leash than we thought he would. So maybe Monty has like a 60 pitch, 65 pitch, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because he pitched last season and Herman didn't.
Yeah.
So I think Monty gets the 85, 90 treatment that Kluber and Cole got. So if we're doing pitching path to victory, I think we have to have Monty going and finishing the fifth.
I like that. I am open to, and I said this about Kluber too, getting Monty the embodiment of a win. If he's Montying out
you
there,
you want
today,
him walking off the mound happy.
Yeah, like it's a long season. Monty's last taste in his mouth in the playoffs was actually really good. Give us something to build upon. If he's doing Monty things, which, you know, a couple runners on the bases, you get a twin killing here and there.
Oh, my God. God. Has there ever been a serial killer that just targeted twins?
Ooh, that you'd be the guy I'd ask about that.
No, I'd ask BBD. BBD loves murder.
I'm sure there's been somebody.
The twin murderer?
I mean, think about all the serial killers we just don't know about, period.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hello. Okay.
Someone had it. With twins.
I'm glad you're bringing Zach Stark energy to the show.
We have a bullpen that was completely saved by Michael King. We haven't seen Chappie yet.
I was going to say, like, you know, maybe you just get Chappie in just to start a season, but I think you don't. I don't think you force Chappie.
Chappie's season starts when it starts.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, you don't want long rest in between outings, but, you know, it's almost like the first piss when drinking. Like you
Excuse
just,
me?
We don't need to break the seal early on Chappie, but once it's broken, you need to keep him regular after that.
Speaking of JMO game, Wednesday night, we'll be live for that. Come watch with us.
Taking a shot of JMO every time he strikes someone out. We'll be live on a YouTube channel.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What?
Okay.
Pitching path of victory. Are you changing? What do you got?
Monty.
Sessa.
Sessa. There's seven innings. I don't know how you chalk it up. I don't know how you cut it up. There's your seven.
If it's a close game, you may see a repeat of game one, though. You may see, because now you have Chapman as well. So you may see, if we work backwards in a save situation, you got Chapman, you have Chad for the eighth, and then you have O'Day for the seventh. They might sit Lasagna again, just because he threw so many, and he's never pitched a lot of innings
early
in his life. But I like Sessa getting in the mix here just to get him in the mix. I like that thought process.
I think you're looking at a Monty to Sessa to Nelson to Chappie. Bang.
You don't have Chad going?
Don't need him today.
Well, if the Yanks
break the lead to like five.
If it's 5-0, I think they're going to go Monty to Sessa to Litke to end it. Yeah.
Did you see the nickname someone tweeted at me for Litke?
The Lint Licker?
No, that was out of your mouth.
What did they tweet at you?
I forget.
You'd think they'd at least acknowledge the chat. This is boring. You can leave, Eric.
Oh.
No need to be here. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you.
LL Cool K.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's awful.
I love it. It sticks. And it stays.
Trying to run some segments here, Eric.
LL Cool K.
Butthead. What are you doing over here?
Assing.
We have news?
Nope. Still no Orioles lineup, and I thought that was a noteworthy.
Losers.
Orioles are scared, huh?
Forfeit Orioles. The season.
All right. Pitching path to victory set, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to lose Lasagna, and anyone else is available. And a close game, I think
no
it's...
No Mike King.
And no Lasagna, no Mike King. That's my guess. I think you're going to... And if so, okay, who's the... So, and then, yeah, if it's an early exit from Monty, if he comes out in the middle of the fourth or middle of the fifth, I do think it's Sessa, no matter what, to bridge the gap to the next guys.
I've got a... I don't want to say bad feeling because that's rude to Luis.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Like, I think Booney, before the game, is tapping Sessa on the butt and, like, you're first out of the pen today, whether that's the third or the sixth.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. What about the Orioles?
I'm so mad at them.
For not doing a lineup?
What's their deal, dude?
Looks like Cole Sulcer pitched 37 pitches yesterday, so he's not available.
Oh, no.
Looks like Dylan Tate is ready. Tanner Scott's ready. Mm.
Paul Fry.
Who's been playing second base for them?
Plutko's on their team. How about that?
Because didn't they, like, not have a second base?
Rio Ruiz was out there.
I think he's played every game there.
Were they
slash
kicked,
both lineups I looked at.
They kicked Rio Ruiz over there, Jim. They got Pat Valeka, Yankee killer. We'll see if he finds a way in the infield. Man, this is so fun.
What is it?
Just looking at the Orioles and, like, how the guys got there. You got a couple waivers, dudes. You got a Rule 5. Like, Plutko was just purchased. They have they have three. Timeout. They have three Rule 5 guys on the roster.
Okay.
That's kind of wild. Yeah, expect no Cole Sulcer or Tyler Wells tonight.
Don't expect them. A lot of people came into the pregame show saying, like, I think they're going to go Sulcer today. So glad that we were able to say, probably not. Jake, I have a question.
Their closer's fun. Cesar Valdez, the dead fish.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun pitch. The closer's changeup. Hopefully we don't get to see him.
Yeah, or if we do, he's the sad pitcher.
Ruin a pitcher's day.
You guys might remember him from last season, like, guy tops out at 85, throws such junk, and he throws, like, an unhittable, what they call it, the dead fish.
Yeah. You ever eaten a dead fish?
Yes.
Only kind I eat.
Have you ever eaten a live fish?
No, you have.
I have? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. You swallowed a lot of goldfish.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I have a commanding lead. I am beating Jake in the total score and the series score.
Patty Mack with Pat Valeka being 4-for-27 versus the Yanks after I called him a Yankees killer. Yeah, but I think he had the walk-off, if I remember correctly. Was it last year? So... Yankee killer, Pat Valeka.
That's a bummer by you. Oh, look at this. Clean slate, Jake.
It's a clean slate. It's an open board. It's a tie game, basically.
No, I'm up 1-0. Hey, the series score, BBD, I'm winning the series score.
Yeah, I thought that, and Zach, I want to be very clear, Zach said no.
Oh.
Well, I asked.
The graphic's wrong. Let it be known. I'm winning the series score.
You're winning 1-0.
I won the first series.
We'll see.
And Jake, you have the first pick today.
Really?
Yeah, you do, Jake. I hope you have a good time making the pick.
Jim, you know what?
Yeah.
We're playing the O's.
How'd that person do that emoji in the chat?
There's one Yankee in today's lineup.
Patty Mac says that Valeka did have the walk-off.
No problem. Yankee killer, Pat Valeka. There's one Yankee in the lineup that's got a homa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking him.
Mm-hmm.
He also hits really well against the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Frazier.
Wow, are you trying to rope-a-dope everyone into thinking you were going to pick another guy?
Yeah.
Seemed like you were.
Oh, yeah.
Three yes.
Three yes is good.
It is good.
That's kind of our brand of humor.
Yeah.
Three yes.
Three yes. She got that on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can happen. Yeah. Can happen.
Sure, yes.
With Clint off to a pretty good start, by the way.
And Clint off to a pretty good start.
444 batting average.
That's cool. What's his on base percentage?
545.
Hell yeah. I'm taking Giancarlo Stanton.
Ooh, really? Okay.
He's rested. He's so rested. Now he can play four games until his next off day. Yeah. And he's probably going to homer today. So Boone can be like, oh, well, Doc, I'm some rest. And it's going to be a mean home run.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Like, it's going to be a wallop. Like, off the bat, your initial reaction is, oh, my God, I hope it doesn't hit someone.
I have it hitting the facade of the second deck in left field.
Oh, wow.
That's a cool noise.
I can't do it
again.
It's
one of the best.
I don't think I can replicate that ever. All right, and with my second pick, I'm taking Glaber.
Ooh. Like that.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.
Gleyber Torres against the Orioles hits a lot of homers. Some people hold it against him. Good picks. Good picks. I think what I'm going to do.
Don't think. The first mistake you could make is thinking.
I think I'm going to make Long Gone.
Oh, wow.
With David John. So I'm going with the 1-9 split tonight. DJ LeMahieu in the leadoff hole. Clint batting ninth.
You think you have him back-to-back?
If Clint homers, yes. If DJ homers, no.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Depends on who homers first, you know?
I haven't done this in a little while.
Oh, wow. Something Jake hasn't done in a little while. So everyone perk up.
Maybe DJ leading off the game.
Oh.
Setting the tone.
Set the sown tatter.
Hey, the first series is behind us. We lost it. Let's go.
Yeah, that's cool. Good pick. Gleyber Torres versus the Orioles in 37 games, 144 plate appearances, 358 batting average, 444 on base percentage, 1.66 OPS, 16 home runs. The team he has the next most home runs against is the Red Sox with 7. 16 is more than double 7.
Hey, BBD, old buddy, old pal.
What did BBD just react to?
Whose homer draft picks do you like better?
The Orioles just replied to me again, those effers.
What'd they say this time?
Somebody tweeted at me with the question mark lineup, said, what is this? And I quote tweeted and said, you did this at Orioles, and they replied, source, question mark.
They're soft. They're soft.
Why haven't they put out a lineup yet?
Oh, yeah, and there's still no lineup.
You think Monty cares?
Oh, no.
What are you trying to slow play Monty? He doesn't give a fuck.
Monty's just happy that Cole Sulcer's not pitching.
Imagine if Monty really cared. Imagine if he was running around the dugout right now.
This guy's messing with
me. No idea.
Put out a fucking lineup.
This guy's messing with me.
Say no, I like starting the lineup. God damn it.
Clint Frazier has his most home runs against the Baltimore Orioles.
How many?
7.
Didn't he hit 3 in one game once?
I think so, yes. Know what's his second highest team? This is a little surprise. This was a little surprising.
Diamondbacks?
No. The team isn't surprising. The amount is.
Red Sox.
Red Sox and Jays are tied at 3. So he is more than double.
We hit 3 in one game against the Orioles.
Yeah, sure.
And the Orioles were the worst pitching team in baseball year. They broke the home run giving up record. It's different. Every night, it's different. Is that on the soundboard, too?
Gotta get them there.
Okay. The Orioles still don't have a lineup.
Still no official lineup.
I think they, legally have to. I think the MLB rule is, 2 hours. This game's under protest
right now.
This game's under protest.
Yeah. They're fucking with Monty. He's just a simple guy. Stop messing with him. BBD, whose homer draft picks do you like better?
So you had Gleyber and Giancarlo. You had Clint and DJ. I want it to be yours so bad, Jimmy. But I've got a feeling about Clint and DJ today.
What if you were being honest with yourself?
That was being honest.
Doubt it.
But my heart's with you.
Where's Zach?
He's working.
He's working very hard. Okay, let's move on to the over-under. Oh, we always play Zach's music for the over-under.
Oh, you're mine.
Fuck. Bum, 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 bum. Hold on, guys. I'm getting...
Ooh. You know what? Everyone listening to the pregame show, you guys are the real ones. When the Orioles post their lineup tonight, everyone put your Yankees homer draft picks
underneath
their replies.
Yeah.
Because they're being jerk nozzles.
Yeah, and hashtag jerk nozzles. Just put whoever you think is going to homer and then hashtag jerk nozzle. And there's a K in front of the N in nozzle, obviously.
Jerk
nozzle. I'm so excited.
Well,
for
two Ks because there's a K for jerk, too. How are you spelling
it? You have nozzle with a K.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I had nozzle.
Really?
It's funnier that way. Okay, no K in front of nozzle. Just jerk nozzle. Hashtag. Anyway, let's go to the over-under.
Falling faster, barely breathing.
All right, over under. Jake, we got it correct yesterday. Unlike game two, when you pulled me to the over just so I could get it wrong with you. Game three, I pulled you to the under.
Yeah.
Pulled you onto the lifeboat. We got it correct. We both got it correct. It was the under. BBD has the line up already.
Yeah.
It's 9.5. I was going to guess that anyway. Honor code.
Sure.
Honor code. It's 9.5.
Honor code?
I'm taking the under again, man. Like the offense.
Think so.
I think I might ride it till the offense shows us that they can ruin a pitcher's day.
Yeah, I came in all day. I've been telling myself I'm taking the under until the over hits. Know what I am?
Okay.
Because I would love to take the loss on it just so there's action.
Yeah.
Like if the over hits and it's 6-4, like good.
Yeah.
I need to see some of that.
Yeah.
Yesterday stunk.
Yeah, boring. So we're both on the under. God damn it, Google Sheets. Quit not allowing decimal points.
Are you saying Google Sheeps?
Pissing me off, man.
Don't want to wake up.
Keeps changing my 9.5 to 10. And I know how to change it. I just didn't last time. So that's all. All right, time for the new segment we do at the end of every one called Premonitions.
These are my premonitions. Just when I thought of something that I saw, I didn't see, but I think I might have saw. Premonitions. Jim, you tell them what you think you might saw. If you saw something you saw.
That song's so funny. Like, how am I going to tell my girl I got a girl on the side with a baby on the way? It's like, fuck, Usher. Your problem, man.
He's a sex addict, man.
It's your bad.
I get it.
These are my confessions. The premonition was Stan hitting like a laser home run, and like we have to worry about a fan safety. I already said it.
That's your premonition?
Yeah. Like it's a home run to left field bleachers where you're like, I hope a fan doesn't try to catch that. Because it might rip their finger clear off.
And you have that in play?
No.
Foul?
No, home run.
Okay, so out of play, but fair.
Out of play, fair, yeah.
Out of play, fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a premonition? A
premonition, okay. Let me think. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jake has a premonition. Yeah,
yeah. Sessa gives up a fly ball to the warning track.
Obviously, that's not a premonition.
It's a premonition.
You can bank on that.
Okay.
That's like saying the Yankees will take the field.
That's rude. I mean, we're trying to do a show here.
Okay, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Sorry that the Orioles didn't give us their full lineup. Hashtag jerk nozzles. Go make your homer prediction underneath their Twitter. And see you later. Goodbye. Goodbye. See you later.
Reply to the Orioles Twitter.
Fly away.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.